Okay, we're on the top of Lamed Tesh on the days. Omar Rabba Bar Shila, my kro, Elohai Palteini Miad Rosh, Mikaf, Mo'ol, the Chometz. But we've said before that they call the person a Chamtzen, which is a person that grabs things, Goslin. So where do we have a Pasuk that says that Chomutz means to steal? So we have this pasuk. Altaini miad resha mikaf ma'ol. Pasuk. Altaini miad resha mikaf ma'avel v'chomets. Chomets is a ganav, gazlan. Rava Omar mehacham limdu heitev dirshu mishpat ishru chomuts. Ishru chomuts v'alta ashru chomets. Rashi. Ishru chomuts achziku hanigzol. Help the person who's stolen from. But not the homemates, not the guy who stole. Okay. Lo shayichach, really this whole thing is not shayich here, because it's enough just to bring the pasuk chomutz, meaning the nigzol. So you see that chomates, chamtson, means a gazlan. But the Gemara ends this, because in Sanhedrin, the Gemara wants to bring a raya from here, that you are nizkak for the toveya, for the nigzol, before you're nizkak to the nitba, the gazlan. Shalom b'mikan sh'nisgul toveya t'chila. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Osu shana sh'meis bo Shimon HaTzadik. Omer lahem b'shana zuhu meis. In the year that Shimon HaTzadik died, he told them he's going to die that year. Omer lo minayin ata yodeya. How do you know? Omer lahem b'chol yom ha-kippurim ha-yim izdamen li-zokin echad lavush levonim v'otif levonim nichnasim li-viyotze'imi. Every year I would go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and there would be a person, or an old person, dressed in white, that would go in with me. He went in, didn't come out. Right, so it's a simin ra that I was going to die. Achra regel chola shiva yomim. He was sick for 7 days, umes, and then he died. Okay. V'nimnu echav hakohanim mevorech b'shem. From that time on, they were not mevorech b'shem hamaforish. Okay, see Rashi first. Milavarich b'shem, milavarich birkas kohanim, misa'am b'shem ha-meforish. Shaloha yekedai. So, first of all, there's a few questions over here. One question is, how was it shayach that a malach even went in with Shimon HaTzadik into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? It says, v'lo yeh ba'ol moed, v'chol adam lo yeh ba'ol moed, even those that are said, tzuras adam lohem. Means even a malach can't go into ol moed when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadosh. So some say that this was the Shechina itself. It wasn't even a malach. It was a demus of the Shechina, an apparition that represented the Shechina. Not that Chassidon, the Rabbanu Shem came down as a person, but that he appeared to, like he appears to the Nevi'im, right, as a person. It's an apparition. It's not that the Rabbanu Shem becomes a person. It's that he shows, just like he doesn't, the Chachma isn't a menorah. He shows a menorah to represent Chachma, a human being represents the Rabbanu Shalom. So it's a representation of the Rabbanu Shalom, not a malach. Another pshat, the Sfasemet says that the only time that a malach or anybody can't go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim when the Kohen Gadol is there is when he goes lechaper, inside the first time. When he goes in the second time to take out the kafu machta, that's not lechaper. Right then, what's it called? That's when this malach went in with him. It says also they weren't mevarech b'shem, even though there's a pasuk that says that in the Beis Hamikdash you're mevarech b'shem hamafarish. So how did they not do that? So some say that the shem hamafarish that they originally gave the bracha was the shem of 42 osios, and now they stopped and they only gave them they gave the bracha b'shem hamafarish of 4 osios. Another pshat is that Rashi says they weren't kedai, means that there wasn't gilui shchina. The only time you mevarek b'shem mefarish in the Beis Hamikdash when there's gilui shchina. There's no gilui shchina, then you don't. And another, what's it called? Another pshat they say is that it's only reshus in the Beis Hamikdash to be mevarek b'shem mefarish, not a chiyu. So they stop. Even they didn't have to do it, they stopped doing it. And the Sfasemet says it means that they didn't do it with kol ram anymore. They were mavliya the shame. They did it quietly, but before this, they had mentioned. They said the shame Hashem out loud. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Arboim shana kodem korban abayis lohaya goro ola biyamin v'lohaya loshin shal zahuris malbin v'lohaya ner maravi doleg v'lohaya dalsus ha-heichel niftachos mi'aleyen ad shigor bahen Rav Yochanan Zakkai. Omur lo, heichel heichel mipnei ma'atom mavis atzmecha yodei ani b'chosh yisobcha osid l'chorev kvar nisnabi olecha zachariyo ben edu psach levonon losecha v'tochal eish b'arazecha. Okay. So the, what's it called, 40 years before the Churban is the opposite of the 40 years of Shimon HaTzadik. The 40 years of Shimon HaTzadik, all these things happen. The 40 years before the Churban, none of these things happen. The Goral never came out the Amim. Right? Between Shimon HaTzadik and these last 40 years, sometimes yes, sometimes not. The last 40 years it never came up the Amim, the Shel Hashem. The Lashon Shel Zahuris never turned white. The Ner Maravi was, what's it called, never outlasted the other candles. And the Dalsus HaHechel used to open by themselves as a sign that they're opening up for the Oyev to come and destroy the Beis HaMikdash. The Sfasema says they opened up, not Bishas Avodah, otherwise maybe there's a Simen Tov, that the Rabbanu Shem is opening up the gates of the Beis HaMikdash for Avodah by itself. They opened up at night, Shalom Bishas Avodah, so it was a Simen that the Goyim should come and conquer the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai yelled at them and said, why are you so scared for afraid of? Already the vu has been given that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. And it says, Psach Levonon Tosecha. Levonon is the Beis HaMikdash, which we'll see. And open up your doors, and the fire should consume you. Om Rabbi Yitzchak ben Tavloi, Loma Nikra Shmo Levonon. Why is the Beis HaMikdash called Levonon? Shemal bin Avonosen Shal Yisrael. It whitens the Avonos of Klal Yisrael. Omer of Zutra Bar Tuvia Loma Nikrashmo Yar. Why is it called Yar? The Beis HaMikdash is also called Yar. Tichsi Beis Yar Halavonon. Loma Lachom Yar Malavlev Ap Beis HaMikdash Malavlev. Just like a Yar sprouts, grows, right? It's vegetative. So too is the Beis HaMikdash. Omer of Oshia B'Shoa Shabana Shlomo Beis HaMikdash Nota Bo Kol Minei Megadim Shalzov. When Shlomo Melo built the Beis HaMikdash, he planted fruits of gold, and they would bring out peiros mamish. They were golden things, but they acted as if they were alive. When the wind would blow, the peiros would fall down. These golden fruits, shenemer yirash kelavonim pirio. Most learned means literally mamish gold. Some say it means extremely valuable fruits. And that's how the Kohanim were misparnes from these golden fruits. When the Goyim came into the Heichel, they dried up. In the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to return them. Okay. So the Simon that the Goyim should come and the Beis HaMikdash was vulnerable. The Navi already said that this was a Simon that there's going to be a Churban. The Nasnasniasirim. He put the Gorolos on the two Sirim. Tana Rabbanan. Eser Pamin Maskir Koin Godless Hashem, Bo Beyom. Kohen Gadol mentioned Shem HaMeforesh 10 times that day. Gimel the Vidui Rishon, 3 in the first Vidui on the par, where he was misvada for him, himself. Right? Ushlosha Mavidui Sheni, and then he was again misvada on the par for all the other Kohanim. Right? Second time on the same par. Ushlosha Besira Mishtaleach, 3 times he mentioned Shem Hashem on the Vidui of Sira Mishtaleach for all of Klal Yisrael. The Echad Begoros, and once when he said Lashem Chatos, or Lashem, is the 10th time. Ukvar Omru Hashem, V'nishma Kolo B'Yericho. And there was the time that he mentioned Shem Hashem, and he could hear him in Yericho. This Kvar Omar means that the 10th time, not all the times could you hear it in Yericho, see that there's a, but the 10th time they heard it in Yericho, each time he raised his voice a little bit higher. And by the 10th time, it was so loud that you could hear him in Yericho. Omer Rabba Bar Chanan, Yerushalayim, Yericho, Asor, Parsals. from Yerushalayim to Yericho was 10 parcels. The Tzir Dalso Sahechel Nishma Bishmona Tchumei Shabbos. And when they opened the doors of the Hechel, you could hear it 8 Tchumei Shabbos away. Tchumei Shabbos is 2,000 Amos, so 16,000 Amos you could hear it, which is a lot less than 10 parcels. Right? So they say that the call of the Dalso Sahechel only B'nais were heard B'Yericho. But normally, B'teva, you could hear them for 16,000 Amos. That's the difference between it was heard B'Yericho or it was only heard Shmona Tchumei Shabbos. Tosa says also that you could only hear the sound of the hinges for 16,000 Amos. But the door itself you could hear till Yericho. And others say that till Yericho you could only hear a noise. You couldn't discern what exactly it was. This went off again. Couldn't discern what it was. But what's it called? But till 16,000 Amos, you knew what the noise was. You could discern that it was the doors of the Hechel. Okay. What else? Okay. Go on. Izim shebiricho ha'imis atchos mitriach ha'aktoris. The goats that pasture in Yericho used to sneeze from the reach ha'aktoris. You could smell the ktoris already in Yericho. Noshim shebiricho enim srichos lizbasa mitriach ha'aktoris. Women in Yericho didn't have to put on perfume because it was wafted in the air. Kala shebirushalayim enim srichos lizkashit mitriach ha'aktoris. A Kala in Yerushalayim didn't have to, what's it called, put on, make a perfume, also Mireach HaKetores. And even though, what's it called, this was Lechartz Osir, even Kol Mara and Reach, or Osir Lechatchila, but they didn't do anything, it just was automatic. Right? The Isser is if you do something to get a little bit closer or whatever to the Kol Mara Reach. They just went on their natural natural living, and the reach of the ketores just surrounded them. So there's nothing usher about that. Omar Rav Yossi ben Dulgoy, Izim hoyu la'aba baharim michmor v'hoyim esachos mireach ketores. My father had goats in Hori michmor, and they used to sneeze because of the reach ketores. Omer Reb Chiya bar Oven, Omer Reb Yeshua ben Korcha, Soch li zokin echad, pamachas halachdi l'shilo, vehirachdi reach ketores mibein kosleho. Once I went to Shiloh, after it was Nechrev, and the ketores had become absorbed into the walls there, I could smell the ketores from the walls of the destroyed Mishkan. Omer Reb Yani, okay, let's see, Rashi. Shlosha Mavidu Rishon, Shelpar, Ona Hashem, Chotosi, Ona Hashem, Kaper, Lifnei Hashem, Titoru. Those are the three times you said Shem Hashem. Ona Hashem, Chotosi, Ona Hashem, Kaper, what's it called? First time for himself, second time for the Kohanim, and by the Sir Lazozel for all of Klal Yisrael. And then he said, the Pasuk, Ki Bayom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem, L'tayr Aleichem, Lifnei Hashem, he said again Shem HaMeforesh, three times by each Vidui. The Echot Begorolos, Lashem Chatos. Ukvar Omer Klomer Kvar Hoya Maisa Shaholakolo Ad Yericho. Kala Darkal Iskashit Bibisonin. Kala usually puts on perfume. Bahori Nichmar Shem HaMechuz. That was the name of the area. They Rachdi Reach Ketores. Miktores Shanasa Bo Ba'od HaMishkan B'Shilo. Okay, come on. Omer Aviane. Aliyas Goro Mitoch Kalfi Ma'akeves. Hanocha Eino Ma'akeves. To make the actual Goro and to take it out of the Kalfi. Right, and declare one Lashem and one Lechatos, the right side or the left side, that's Ma'akev. But putting it on the carbon, right, actually putting on the carbon is not Ma'akev. They didn't put it on the carbon, then the Avodah is still kosher. It's not Ma'akev. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Afaliyah ain't a Ma'akevus. And Rabbi Yochanan holds the Pashtus, the whole Hagrola is only a mitzvah. It's not Ma'akev at all. In other words, if the Kohen, according to Rashi, says, if the Kohen decided to declare this one Lashem and this one lazozo without a hagrala, it would also be okay, b'di'ed. But there's a mitzvah to make hagrala. Moreh says, "Aliv the Rabbi Yehuda d'omer dvarim anasim b'bigdei lovan mibachutz lo ma'akva kulei alma lo pligeid lo ma'akva." It's machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya later on. What's ma'akev the avod of Yom Kippur? Rabbi Yehuda holds that anything done b'bigdei lovan, even b'gdei lovan, but it's done outside the heichal, right? Things done outside in the azara is not ma'akev. Right? If you didn't do it, it's not ma'akev. But Reb Nechemya holds that things done b'bigdei lovan outside the heichal is also ma'akev. So according to Reb Yehuda, holds that anything done outside, even in b'gdei lovan, is not ma'akev. So everybody holds. But what's it called? Both Reb Yanai and Reb Yochanan, that it's not ma'akev. They're not arguing according to Reb Yehuda, because Reb Yehuda holds nothing that's done outside the heichal in b'gdei lovan is ma'akev. So this hagrola was done in the azara, it's not ma'akev. Ki plige, their machlokas is in Reb Nechemya. Reb Nechemya holds that which is done by b'gdei lovan outside the heichal is ma'akev, but maybe hagrola is an exception. Man diorm ma'akva k'Reb Nechemya. The one who holds ma'akev holds k'Reb Nechemya. That's something that's with big day love, and it's outside the heichal, it's ma'akev. Man diorm lo ma'akva honi mili avoda. Avoda that's chutz leheichal is ma'akev. Hagrola lav avoda hi. The hagrola is not considered an avoda. Ika diamre. Some learn just the opposite. Ali, but the Reb Nechemya diorm ma'akva kuli amalo plige de ma'akva. According to Reb Nechemya, that whatever's outside of big day love and is ma'akev, surely the hagrola is ma'akev, and Reb Nechemya, Reb Yochanan, and Reb Yanai didn't argue in Reb Nechemya. According to Reb Nechemya, they both agree that it's ma'akev. Right? Ki pligei al Reb Yehuda. They're arguing in Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda holds that what's it called? Things done the big day lovan outside the heichal are not ma'akev. So the chorit shouldn't be ma'akev. Right? Man domer lo ma'akev k'Reb Yehuda. So the one who says it's not ma'akev, Reb Yochanan holds, says that's what Reb Yehuda holds. Man the Omer Ma'akva, and the one who holds Ma'akiv says, no, Shani Hocha, the Tana Bekra, Asher Allah Trezimne. Here the Torah said it twice. And whenever Torah says something twice, by Kachim, it's Ma'akiv. And the other man the Omer holds, even though it said it twice, it didn't say it Beloshen Tzivui. When is it Ma'akiv? By when it says it Tzivui. Right? Like Belila, Tosus rings down. We know that Belila, mixing the oil and the flour of a mincha, is not Ma'akiv. Only if you can't do it is ma'akev. Call out roy lebila ein bila ma'akevis. Even though it says blila many times, but it doesn't say a beloshen sivui. So where it's not beloshen sivui, we don't have this klal of shino lo v'kosev la'akev, that if it says it twice, it's ma'akev. That's the machlokas. Since it didn't say a beloshen sivui, is it ma'akev or not? Okay, Rashi. Aliyas goro mitoch kalfi maget ma'akevis avodah. It's ma'akev the avodah. If you didn't do this, then the avodah is possible. The whole seder of Yom Kippur is possible. She'ein ha'seirim misparishim l'zeh l'shem v'zeh l'azazel. El al pi hagrola. The only way that you can designate the seirim, one l'shem and one l'azazel, is through hagrola. Not any other way. L'fichach tzorek liros eizo ola b'yamin v'yehi seir shal yamin nikbabo. Therefore, you have to make a hagrola. You have to pick up one of the gorolos in your right hand, one in your left hand, and then you know which one, the seir on the right, is whatever came up in your right hand, the seir on the left is whatever came up in your left hand. The eizo ola b'smol v'yehi seir shal smol nikbabo. Aval hanocha shal gorol ala soyer, but putting the gorol on the soyer, right, and declaring it after you picked it up is not makid. Even if you didn't put it down at all. Shari huk b'shal yamin, b'goro sh'olay b'yamin, v'chein sira small, the goro small. Picking it up out of the kalfi, that's what it designates it. Not putting it down on the seer. And Rabbi Yochanan holds, afaliya ina ma'akevish. B'chlal, it's not ma'akev. The whole inyan of hagrola. V'im yikra koin shem chates alo echad, the shem azozel achaveru huk below hagrola. The coin just designated one Lashem and one Lechat, one Lazozel without a Hagrola, it's also valid. Shein Hagrola Makelis El Shechiser Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to do it. But if you didn't do it, it's still kosher. Aliyah de Rabbi Yehuda Perikot Tzilo. Later on in Daf Samach, we have this machlokas. Pliga Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemya. Im Shina Besedra Avodos Lahakdim Esamucher. Later on, they argue if you made one of the Avodos out of order. So which one is ma'akev? V'omer Reb Nechemya, kol seder avodah shenasos v'bigdei lovan, any of the avodos that are done v'bigdei lovan are ma'akev, and the seder is ma'akev. Bein bifnim kigon lifnai v'lifnim, mei b'chutz kigon b'heichol o b'azorah ma'akev. Doesn't make a difference if it's bifnim, meaning lifnai v'lifnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or outside in the heichol or in the azorah. Not like I said before, the bifnim means Kodesh HaKadoshim. And b'chutz means anything outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The chukah, the chsiv, binyonah, d'achrei, most alive chsiv. Where do we know it's ma'akev? From the word chukah. The chok, right? So chukas olam. Chok means, that's it. Chok means it's a engraved law. Can't go against it. So it's ma'akev. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo ksiva chukah ele b'dvorim anasim b'bigdei lovim b'fnim. The chukah only goes on those things you do l'fnai v'l'fnim. Hilkach hagrol she ain't nasis bifnim ela b'chutz. Rabbi Yehuda Omer advarim shenasim b'chutz lo ksiva chukah. It's not ma'akev. The kulei alma lo pligis. According to the first lashon, they don't argue in Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, everybody agrees the hagrol is not ma'akev because it's done b'chutz. The afilu Rabbi Yana I moded the Rabbi Yehuda lo ma'akva to lo ksiva ikuva. Keep pligi aliv with Rabbi Nechemya. The machlokas of Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan is in Rabbi Nechemya. The Omer Chuka, a kol dvorim hanasim v'vigdei lovan ksiva. The word Chuka goes on all the things that the Kohen does v'vigdei lovan, whether they're done bifnim or b'chutz. So normally you would think, therefore, the hagrol is ma'akev. It's done v'vigdei lovan, even though it's b'chutz, it's ma'akev. V'zu v'vigdei lovan he d'chsiv binyonim. Honi mile d'chsiv Chuka li'kuva b'avoda hu da'asa li'kuva. Ad kan lomer em nechemya d'chsiv Chuka b'avoda li'kuva. Kagon chasios gicholim min hamizbeach ushchitas par davodos ninu psulus b'koyin acher. When did Reb Nechemya say that even if it was done outside the big day lovin, it's ma'akev? That's if it's an avoda. For instance, what avodas were done outside? He took the coals off the mizbeach and brought them inside. Taking the coals is an avoda. Or shechting his par was done outside, but he did it the big day lovin. That was also what's called an avoda. It was ma'akev, if he did it out of order. But, what's it called? Aval hagrola delav avoda, he hagrola is not avoda, shiksheira biskan, l'man da'omer la'el hasgan v'koin godel machnis niyadem shalimin. You see that there's a man da'omer who holds it, it's kosher even biskan. And even by the koin godel, it's kosher with his left hand, which normal avoda is not kosher with your left hand. Right, but Eimah Hachamod Reb Nechemya lo ma'akvin. Then Reb Yochanan says that even Reb Nechemya's moda that even though this is done but big day love and bachutz, it's not an avod, it's not ma'akiv. Kuleyam, and the second lashon is no. In Reb Nechemya, everybody holds it is ma'akiv. The machlokas is in Reb Yehuda. Normally it wouldn't be ma'akiv, but over here the Torah said it twice, so maybe it is ma'akiv. Kuleyam lo pligi de ma'akiv. The komer chuka la'yoksi. Shani hocha de tana bekra. Afal gav the chuka lav alo kaima, even though chuka is not going on the hagrola, la'akev ma'akva, still it's ma'akev. Sharishino lav akos la'akev, it's not ma'akev because of chuka. Chuka doesn't go on big day love and bachutz according to Yehuda. Here's another reason it's ma'akev, because shino lav akos of umikre seira nafkala ikuva, from the extra posik, from the fact that it said Allah, asher Allah, twice, is ma'akev. And the other man, the Omer, like Tosa says, even though it says it twice, doesn't say it b'loshen tzivui, so it's not the ma'akev. Okay, continue from here.